Coming up on episode number 503, bluegrass versions of They Might Be Giants, electronica versions of Barry Manilow. It can only mean one thing. It's the All Request Night. We'll follow it up with some trivia with Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's September 8th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of the All Request Show on Coverville, where I take your requests, be they from email or voicemail or something from the forums or Twitter, whatever. I put them together in a show and I play them for you. I present them to you. And that is exactly what I'm going to be doing tonight. Kicking off with a cover. Let's see, this one's going out to Ravishal, who is a Second Life player. Now, I've never even set foot in Second Life, I swear. But Ravishal is a big supporter of it and is trying to get me to do a Coverville in Second Life. I don't know. I don't think I've got the time for it. But what he did also want to hear is a cover of Dizzy. Now, originally it was by Tommy Rowe. This cover is by The Wonder Stuff, featuring Vic Reeves on vocals. Vic Reeves is a British comedian whose real name is James or Jim Roderick Moore, and he is he was listed in the Observer as one of the 50 funniest acts in British comedy. Well, it doesn't do much of a comedic performance here in the Tommy Rowe cover, but he does do a great job of singing it. Here's The Wonder Stuff with Vic Reeves doing Dizzy.
Dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool. Hi, Brian. This is Ben from Atlanta on vacation in Pittsburgh, and I'm here at Cash In Culture, where I'm listening to an awesome cover of Don't Let's Start, originally by They Might Be Giants. This is an acoustic cover, and it's by a group called Common Rotation. Here's a little bit of it. If you like it, put it on the show. Oh, I said that just as the song was ending. Anyway, I'm sure you'll be able to look it up. Have fun.
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around. Hell, you get around. When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than meow. In your bank account, but don't try to stop the tail that wags the hound. Demon destruction, over an overture. And do I need a apostrophe T? Need this torture? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. What they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. What they want with a nine, and I wish they would stop singing. Dippity dog dong a ding dang, dippity 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 dog dong a ding dang, dippity dippity. World destruction over an overture. And do I need apostrophe T? Need this torture? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around. Hell, you get around. Well, no one in this world ever gets what they want. No one in this world ever gets what they want. That's why I don't wanna live in this world anymore. No, I don't wanna live in this world. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around. Get around, I don't get around, now you get around.
That is Common Rotation from their 2002 album, The Big Fear, with a cover of They Might Be Giants' Don't Let's Start. That's going out to Ben in Atlanta. Petit Tongue Ben, thanks for sending that one in. What a great, great bluegrass version of it. And it really, you know, you can really tell with covers of They Might Be Giants how you have to take it out of that genre to make an effective cover of it. Because anything else, if you try and sound like They Might Be Giants, you're going to have a really hard time making it come across as your song and not just a tribute, an aping of They Might Be Giants. Common Rotation, again, from their Big Fear album from 2002. Before that, you heard Dizzy by Vic Reeves featuring The Wonder Stuff, or The Wonder Stuff featuring Vic Reeves, however you want to put it up on the billboard. That comes from a 2008 collection called Remake, the Ultimate Covers Collection, a great CD of compilation of covers. A terrific one there. And that, of course, was originally done by Tommy Rowe, recommended by Ravishal in Second Life. Now, I mentioned Vic Reeves a little bit earlier. Of course, he's no stranger to covers. He actually provided backing vocals on Morrissey's cover of That's Entertainment, but he did it under his given name, which is Jim Moir. And apparently, at this year's Brit Awards, he and Sharon Osbourne had a had a dust up. Anyway, all right, let's talk about the sponsor for Coverville. It is Audio Engine USA. Now, let's see. I've talked about the wireless adapter. Talked about that a couple days ago. I talked about the bookshelf speakers. So let's go ahead and talk about the desktop speakers. The Audio Engine 5s. Now, these are, Audio Engine 2s. They have, just like their larger counterparts, they've got dual 1/8-inch headphone-style jack inputs as well as RCA inputs. They have that same quality of finish, either that white piano finish or the black piano finish, just a gorgeous complement to your desktop, and especially if you've got a white computer, kind of one of those, maybe an iMac, then these will go great with it. As a matter of fact, we were in a photo studio the other day, Tina and Tristan and I, and noticed that they had the Audio Engine speakers there that they were using to play music in the lobby. Really just gorgeous, and they filled the room with sound just like these premium-powered desktop speakers, the Audio Engine 2s, and right now, if you want to pick these up, I will give you a little code. Now, come a little closer to the speaker because I don't want to tell everybody this. All right, if you use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and that will get you 10% off your purchase of Audio Engine products just for Coverville fans, not for any of those shady Rock and Roll Geek fans or Don and Drew Show fans or Jawbone Radio fans. No, just for Coverville fans. And those work for not just the Audio Engine 2 desktop speakers, but also the Audio Engine 5 bookshelf speakers and the Audio Engine S8 subwoofer, as well as that Audio Engine W1, the wireless audio adapter that gets your sound from here to there. All these products you can find at AudioEngineUSA.com. Of course, you can also go to Coverville.com, click on the link there, or go to Coverville.com/AudioEngine to visit Audio Engine USA. Okay, let's get back to the requests here. Now, a lot of you also tune into Lyrics Undercover, which is another podcast that I produce. It's the show I produce for the Denver Post, and lately you've probably noticed that I'm having some help with those episodes, a writer by the name of Diane. Well, Diane also sends in requests from time to time, and I'm happy to air them for her because, hey, you know, she does a lot for me. So let's go ahead and get to a request that that she sent in recently. She's a big fan of the Harry Nilsson version of Everybody's Talking, and wanted to hear a good cover of that. And I was really, up until 5 minutes before the show, I was getting ready to play the Beautiful South version of Everybody's Talking because it's one of my favorite covers that they do. But I decided to play something a little bit different and maybe go with something a little bit more old school. Here is a group called the Templeton Twins from their album Trill It Like It Was, and they have kind of a 1940s version of Everybody's Talking. Let's go ahead and hear it right now.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word you're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. And I won't let you leave my love behind. Thank you. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. And I won't let you leave my love behind.
Hey Brian, this is Dave from the Dave's Lounge podcast over at davesLounge.com. First off, I wanted to say it was great finally meeting you in person at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas. I had a wonderful time. I know you and I didn't get to hang out a whole lot, but you seemed pretty busy with Coverville 500, and I figured it was best that I just stay out of your way and let you put on a show, and it was a fantastic show. All the performers were great. I had a blast. Fantastic job. Now, I promised you a cover while I was in Vegas, and here it is. This is a group called Science for Girls, whom I've played on my show several times this year, and I've also played this song on my show and didn't even realize it was a cover when I played it. This song is called Sweet Life, and it actually comes from the first album of Barry Manilow. And interestingly enough, Barry Manilow's face was on my hotel key at the Las Vegas Hilton. He was doing a show there at the time. Imagine that. So, anyway, this is Science for Girls with Sweet Life. Continued success, my friend, and thanks again for Coverville 500.
Be a farmer, plowing the fields in the morning sun. I'll have a million horses and take me a ride when the work is done. I'm gonna have a sweet life, sweetest life. Thank you.
from their self-titled debut album from 2007. That is Science for Girls and their cover of Sweet Life. Man, that is beautiful. And never would have pegged that as a Barry Manilow song. Much thanks to Dave from Dave's Lounge. You have the coolest shoes out there. They look like feet. Look like those Jack Johnson shoes that look like feet. Signs for Girls with Barry Manilow's Sweet Life. Before that, you heard Everybody's Talkin', performed there by the Templeton Twins from their album Trill It Like It Was. Maybe not a 40s version, maybe even going back all the way to the 1920s, but just has that kind of old-fashioned kind of sound to it. Really, really cool. Of course, originally done by Fred Neil, written and originally performed by Fred Neil. Harry Nilsson was the guy who made it famous, and there have been a lot of covers of that song over the years, and of course it was featured most prominently in the Midnight Cowboy movie with Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. Everybody's Talking by the Templeton Twins. And I say we just go right to the next set, shall we? All right. This one is a request from Dawn from Loveland, Colorado, just north of where I'm at. She is a big Duran Duran fan. And like me, didn't realize way back in the 80s when we both first heard this song on the B-side of like the Rio or Save a Prayer 12-inch single. I can't remember which one it was. This cover of Steve Harley and Cockney Rebels, Make Me Smile, Come On Up and See Me, or Come Up and See Me. Now, this is a song that you don't, the original version at least, you don't hear a lot in the States. And I was really surprised a couple of years ago to hear it in the opening montage of one of the early episodes of the season of American Idol when they're gathering everybody up together to do those initial performances. They play the original Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. And it made me remember about that Duran Duran cover. Again, coming from that 1983 time period, and you can also find this in that Duran Duran singles 81 to 85 box set. Here's Duran Duran with Make Me Smile. I mentioned that it was recorded live at the Hammersmith Odeon.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. We'll be right back.
Brian Ibbett. It is Matt from New York. In fact, I'm just walking up 2nd Ave now on this beautiful August afternoon. And I had a couple comments about your two most recent shows. Two of the most recent. First, the Cheers for Fears cover story. Fabulous show. Loved it. Been a long time coming. When I saw that you had an a cappella set in there, I thought, well, surely he's going to include the greatest a cappella cover of a Tears for Fears song of all time. That would be Boys and Night Out's cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World off of their album Rochambeau. But of course, when I saw that it wasn't by Boys Night Out, I thought, well, it's going to have to be inferior. But then I saw that it was from the Tufts Beelzebubs. And if anybody could surpass the greatest, it's the Bubs. Well done. That was a hard one to find, I'm sure, to find a better cover than Boys Night Out. But they did it. I love the Bubs. Always have. If you feel like reciprocating some or replicating some songs, you can feel free to pull out the Boys Night Out cover. Also, you recently did an a cappella cover of Till Tuesday's Voices Carry. It was a decent cover. It was pretty good, but it wasn't off the beat. The only other band as good as the Tufts Beelzebub. I heartily recommend it. Anyway, that's all of my comments for now. Keep up the great work. I'm sorry I missed Coverville 500. And I'm still working on a couple of a cappella-specific cover stories for you. I've got 4 or 5 great versions of songs by Sarah McLachlan, Tori Amos, and Ben Folds all lined up, but I'm having a hard time rounding them out with a 6th or 7th great song. I've got a couple of good ones, but no great ones. So I'll let you know when I've got those finished. Till then, Matt from New York. Bye.
Keep it down now. This is carry.
Shut up. That was Voices Carry performed by Off the Beat. That was a request by Matt in New York, who says that is the best cover of Voices Carry by an a cappella band. And I got to say, that is really, really good. Comes from their album Toolbox, which you can buy as a digital download. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up right from the Off the Beat website. Are you going to bang that microphone every
week? Did I really?
Every week?
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't play with your hair.
I am,
just
apparently.
Sit there. Just sit there.
Fine.
Sit on your hands.
Yeah. No.
All right, so that's going out to Matt in New York. Before that, for Don in Loveland, that is Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me, originally by Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Comes from Duran Duran, the B-side of one of those great singles from, it has to be from the Rio album, either Rio or Save a Prayer or... was it New Moon on Monday? No, that wasn't from Rio. I can't remember. But anyway, something from Duran Duran. From you can also find it in that box set, which I picked up. The singles 81 to 85. It is a faithful recreation of each of those singles from the from that era, that early 80s era, when they were pumping out 12-inch singles like there was no tomorrow. Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. All right, Tina, as you know, is here in the studios for a little Musically Challenged, another Lost in Translation version or episode here, although this one comes from Andy, and I know he's got an 80s slant in here for you.
Great.
Yes, so...
I'll need all the help I can get with those Lost in Translation.
Yes, you will, and I think hopefully we'll be able to do pretty well. I think we should be able to handle this one. I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I never listen to these until it's time to do them, so...
True.
This could be horrible. All right, let's go ahead and get to Lost in Translation, Musically Challenged.
Hello, Brian and Tina, and welcome to the second installment of the original Lost in Translation. I thought I would do something good. Can you hang on one second? I'm going to get these guys to be quiet. Can you be quiet? I thought they'd never shut up. Of course, they are working pretty hard to get this thing ready for us. So, you got to let them... talk a little, I suppose. But I'm recording. Anyway, last time was not too difficult, I don't think. Seemed to do pretty well. This time I've decided to break it up into two rounds. The first round, round Tina, is a theme of 1983. I picked...
How do you like the phrase, round Tina?
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Five... picked three of the top five songs according to Billboard magazine, and we have put them through the translation grinder with one of Tina's favorite languages, Japanese. Shall we begin? Okay. So, Tina, here we go. Question one. You see all movements which you make, all unity sicknesses which you break, all steps which you step on, as for all breaths which are taken.
Every breath you take by the police.
Very good. I think that's right.
The Synchronicity album.
Ooh, look at you. Yeah. Wow, have you been studying?
No. Okay. I just have to show you up every once in a while.
Yes, you do. All right, just make sure you don't touch that microphone.
I'm not.
Oh, that's the
it's
that's upstairs.
You.
No, I'm not doing
okay.
It. It's upstairs.
Question two. Strike that it. Strikes that it. Strikes that exactly it strikes that. You do not think that everyone would like to be defeated. Your fight, which the fan key and is strong and has shown how. By mistake, it is with or it is the right or someone is not important.
I don't know.
I have no idea on that one either. I couldn't even give you a clue on that one.
I know.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Now, question three. It comes from the land? The woman shines somewhere? Does the person plunder? It is not possible not to be able hear about the thunder to inquire? Operation is improved. The acquisition cover is improved.
All right. You should have that one.
No.
It's only one song from the 80s that rhymed thunder and plunder.
I have no idea.
Land Down Under.
Okay. Vegemite. Is it like the Vegemite sandwich? I forgot. I don't know. That's I don't know.
Yeah, this is engaging radio, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Land Down Under, or just Down Under by Men at Work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I even gave it to you, but...
I know, yeah. It wasn't coming. I couldn't right. even think of anybody.
No, it's time for Round Brian, so we'll see how... You'll have plenty of opportunity to make fun of me there.
That's true.
Okay. Ryan, I'm sure you're just chomping at the bit because you know all the answers to this one. Tina, I suspect that the first one and the third one were not too hard. The second one may be a little more difficult, but if you think strike, what's another way of saying the word strike? You might be able to pick that one up. Okay, let's go on to Round Brian.
I am a Round Brian. I'm working on it, people.
Theme is one artist. Three songs from a particular artist that, Brian, you have told us many times that you like, so you should be familiar with the lyrics. So let's begin. Question one. The fact which spread it exactly around the city is rumor. Someone, the people, Liotototong, with the result of this ship civil engineering industry. You said that the proverb, in that thing someone, which knows replacement were reached. Now, Brian, you probably already know which artist I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
I say Squeeze.
Well, it could be Squeeze, could be Crowded House. I mean, there's so many bands that I've talked about that I really like on the show. Rumor going around the town.
And I thought you closing your eyes would have helped.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was just... dozing off over here. Okay, well, hopefully, I have no idea on that one, but maybe knowing one of the other ones, figuring out the band will let me go back and hit that one.
But we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Question number two. I am the person of the delegation of two or three expenditures, daily volatile view of yearning, daily I the book. Which is written, one gives.
Okay. All right. Every day I write the book, Elvis Costello.
Oh, yeah.
So, every day I write, I'm just writing that down. I don't know why I'm writing it down. all right. So the first one, rumor. Is that Watching the Detectives? I'm not going to go back and re-listen to that one, but all right, we'll keep going here.
You know, after I read these off, these are just too easy, aren't they, Brian?
No, not all of them.
Okay, question number three. In the my order it to the murder loves crimes, but it is becomes from the time in the malice even that the loving? Okay.
Oh, is that all you're giving me? Holy cow. Okay, well, I'm going to say that one's Watching the Detectives. Because that was more the feel of that song. I'm trying to think of the lyric that talked about murder and malice. Okay. All right. Well, let's see how we did.
That's the end of the rounds there. We'll give you a chance to answer your questions. Brian, I bet you've got all three of these, but we'll see.
No, I didn't.
I'll give you a chance here. You can pause.
It is so much harder when you don't know what the words are and how it goes back and forth.
Yeah, because the cadence and just the words that come almost seemingly randomly, you know, it's like
and the question marks
jumble.
And
yeah,
it's just interesting.
I'm just trying to think if like Allison or What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could spend a lot of the listeners' time doing this, so I'm not gonna. Let's keep going.
Great.
Oh, you're ready already? Okay.
Yeah, already.
All right, then, let's get to the answers. Okay, for the answers, I've decided to sing the lyrics for you, so this should be quite interesting. I'm no singer. The question one for Roundtina, was that trio The Police? Yes, the song that was played, actually played quite a bit on the radio, if I remember correctly. You see all the movements which you make, all unity sicknesses which you break, all steps which you step on, as for all breaths which are taken. Every breath you take. Question two, Michael Jackson.
Oh, strike. Beat it. Oh. Yeah.
Strike it then, strike it then, strike it then, exactly strikes that you do not think that everyone would like to be defeated. You fight with the fanky is strong and has shown how. Must mistake it is with, or it is the right, or someone is not important.
I can't believe I didn't get this.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the,
it was hard,
though. The
words
were tough, yeah.
Then, the last one. The pool,
Come from the
land. The woman shines somewhere. Does the person plunder? It is not possible not to be able to hear about the thunder to inquire. Operation is improved. The acquisition cover is improved. Yes, down under.
Wow.
Minute work. Yeah, actually, you know, it kind of makes you feel a little old when you realize that these songs were popular 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Okay, Brown Brian. Now, Brian, I'm sure you figured out the artist, Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm.
I picked some of my favorite songs of his, and I think the last one you said that was one of your favorites. Question number one. The fact which spread it exactly around the city is rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Someone the people led to Chongchun with the result of this ship's civil engineering industry. You said that the proverb in that thing, someone which knows replacement were reached. Yes.
Shipbuilding.
The ship civil engineering industry. Shipbuilding.
Yeah, that should have been the clue right there.
Question two is probably my favorite Elvis Costello song. I am the person of the delegation of two or three expenditures. Daily volatile view of yearning. Daily, daily, I the book which is written one gives. Every day I write the book. Great song. All right, question three. Envy, my order it to murder love's crimes.
Man out
but
of time.
But is becomes from the time and the malice. Even that the loving.
Jeez.
A man out of time. The interesting thing is that in that mangled translation, there's no man anywhere.
Yeah.
Well.
No kidding.
You guys do. I'm sure you got most of them all, if not all of them. I hope you enjoyed this. I'd like to do it again sometime. You can tell me whether you want me to stop singing or not. So, Brian, Tina, keep up the good work. I do enjoy listening, hearing new artists. Since I live in Japan and not really in tune with what's going on in the musical scene in the States, so it kind of keeps me in touch. So, bye-bye.
Thanks, Andy.
I could come up with a better tagline than that. Well, maybe next time.
Feel free to sing them anytime you want, man. That was hilarious. That is Andy Williams with his Lost in Translation version of Musically Challenged. And with that, we are going to bring this episode of Coverville to a close. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums, both of which you'll find at www.coverville.com. We'll be back tomorrow night with an all-ukulele edition of Coverville, trying to get this thing back on track to its Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday episode lineup. So stick around for that tomorrow night. Ukeville, I guess we'll call it. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.